Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
I would say in the case of Joe Biden, he has the kind of integrity that is uncommon.
But what I do want to say is I think he's someone who has the basic integrity you'd want as in a public official.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
And the kind of integrity that you expect from a family member and a friend.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Clean up their mess on November 5th. Vote Republican. Vote Dave McCormick.
We're good.
So that's one of the ads that quickly turned around that garbage comment from the President of the United States, which has implications for the vice. Remember, Biden, Harris, they are the current administration. I feel like I have to say that as we welcome in my next guest, who, because of his grassroots campaign, door-to-door campaign as a political outsider, born and raised in Pennsylvania, served our country in the military, went on to obviously be very successful in the private sector. Dave McCormick, congratulations. I mean, that was a quick turnaround, but you are now being hailed in many headlines for making this Senate race against your longtime opponent, Bob Casey, career politician. You've made this too close to call.
Well, good morning, Don. How are you? How's everything?
Doing great.
Yeah, listen, I'm excited. First of all, just a comment on President Biden's, use of the term garbage to describe half of Americans who are behind President Trump, at least half. It's not what leaders do. It's disgraceful. This is why we have the kind of polarization we have in politics today. And this is a perfect example of Bob Casey, who always keeps his head down when the bullets are flying. He should come out and say this is unacceptable and that President Biden was completely wrong. Instead, he hides, as he always does, in support of his close friend Joe Biden. So just another example of what this race is about. This race is about the status quo under Bob Casey or change. This race is represented on Bob Casey's side by a career politician, 30 years in elected office, a guy who's weak and who votes 98% of the time with a very radical liberal agenda that's, you know, have wide open borders, sanctuary cities, reckless spending, and, you know, boys competing in women's sports, versus a guy who's, you said, a seventh generation Pennsylvanian, a political outsider, successful business guy, West Point grad, combat vet from a tour in Iraq. And I'm running because I think our country's going in the wrong direction and we need change. I don't know anybody anything other than the great people of our Commonwealth. And I think that message is resonating. And I think that's why the polls are closing. And I think it's why I have the momentum.
What do you make of all of this talk? I mean, I've got to tell you, for days now, I'm getting calls, and especially today, people are very upset across Bucks County, especially Delco and Monco as well. These are areas you know well. I know you've been going door to door and holding events, Dave, but they're saying that they were being given misinformation. The polls were supposed to be open until 5. They stood in line for many hours, then were turned away. Do all of these reports, the cumulative effect, do you worry about this?
Well, listen, I think there's appropriate outrage. People in line are encouraged not to stay in line or said that the line ends, even though it's well before 4:30. Mm-hmm. We have the reports of fraudulent ballots in Lancaster County, possibly in York. So, I think we have to be vigilant. I think what you're hearing is examples of vigilance. I think Republicans in particular are very focused on making sure this is a fair election. We have 7,000 trained observers who are going to be participating on Election Day. We have volunteers now at every polling site. We have an army of 500 lawyers that will be deployed. I think public officials in particular are taking this very seriously. And, I think we need to be vigilant. So I think we have to be wary. I think the Democratic Party right now is frantic. I think Bob Casey is panicking because I think the race is, I think Bob Casey, listen, I think Bob Casey thinks that he's entitled to this seat. Somebody said to me the other day, so you're running for Casey's seat. And I said, no, I'm running for the people seat. Mm-hmm. I'm running to represent the people. And it's not Bob Casey's not entitled to this seat. And I think people on the Democrat side, those who support Kamala Harris and Bob Casey, they can't understand how it's possible that anyone would vote for an alternative. And the reason the alternative is gaining momentum is because people want these problems to be solved. So that's what I think is happening.
You know, I want to ask you about one of the big issues, and many say, obviously, the economy. It's all about the economy, inflation, how much everything costs, our energy costs. But one of the big issues that's across the board is with regard to so many millions, at least 11 million, maybe 15 million, maybe 20 million. We don't have the exact numbers, Dave. But what we're hearing is that this is one of the biggest issues when, you know, we go out and you're going door to door. Is that true? And yeah. What are people telling you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Pennsylvania is a border state for the following reasons. We see 4,000 fentanyl deaths last year, and the fentanyl deaths have accelerated dramatically because of the wide open border that's taken place under Senator Casey and Kamala Harris. You know, I visited the border a couple times in the last 2 years, a lot more than Senator Casey, who I don't think's been there in a decade, or the borders are. And what you see when you go there is complete chaos. I mean, 11 million people illegally entering our country. There was a report from Department of Homeland Security, an official report. I insisted to my team they get the report, because when I heard the news reports, I couldn't believe it were true. 28,000 convicted murderers and convicted rapists who were knowingly released into our country. A couple weeks ago, a young man was killed in Dormont outside of Pittsburgh when an illegal immigrant back-ended him and then ran from the scene of the crime. This is out of control. And that fentanyl in particular, I've met with fentanyl families here in Southeast, in Bucks County. I met with them in Allegheny County in my home in Pittsburgh. And you talk to these fentanyl families, Don, as a parent, it's like someone reaches down your throat and pulls out your heart. These beautiful children, poisoned by fentanyl, the large majority of them didn't even know they were ingesting fentanyl because it was cut into marijuana or other forms of, you know, drugs to help them stay up and study for a test or whatever it was. This is a national crisis. Bob Casey's voted for sanctuary cities. He's voted against the wall. He's voted against funding for the Border Patrol. In the first day in the Senate, I would support designating the cartels as a terrorist organization and sending our military across the border mm-hmm. and taking out the manufacturing facilities, the fentanyl cartel facilities, the distribution network. This killed 116,000 Americans last year. You know, you and I remember the Vietnam War. We lost 58,000 in 8 years of fighting. We had two Vietnams last year. This is a national crisis. Bob Casey's done virtually nothing to address this problem.
You did author this Fox News opinion that has just come out, just been released. Tell me, and it starts with, I'm Dave McCormick, this is why I want Pennsylvania's vote for Senate. Can you highlight some of the points that you're just trying to make your case?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, listen, I've tried to run a campaign that I look back on and be very proud of. I've tried to run a campaign of ideas. Here's the kind of leadership I'll bring. If you go to my website, DaveMcCormickPA.com, you will see, I believe, more ideas and specific policies that I'll support and lead on than any other Senate candidate in history. But I also try to be very hard-hitting about showing what a failure Bob Casey has been in representing Pennsylvania. And we need leadership. And this is an election where you're voting for change versus the status quo. And Bob Casey represents the status quo as a career politician that's been there for 18 years and just hasn't solved the problems. So I tell people on the campaign trail, if you want the status quo, you should vote for Senator Casey. Mm-hmm. I'm not your guy. But if you think America needs change, if you think Pennsylvania needs change to get these skyrocketing prices under control, to secure the border, as we just discussed, to bring law and order to our communities, to our cities, to support the men and women in law enforcement who have endorsed me, switched their endorsement from Senator Casey to open up our natural resources and our fossil fuel industry, particularly natural gas, that's what I bring. That's the kind of leadership I'll bring. That's the kind of change agenda I'll bring. And I think that's what people want, honestly. 75% of Pennsylvanians think the country's going in the wrong direction. And that's why I think my candidacy is getting the momentum it has.
Dave McCormick continuing the conversation. He wants your vote to be Pennsylvania's next Republican. senator and win this election. Dave, you're a money guy. You're a numbers expert. When you hear, and Trump was just here yesterday in our area in Delco, Drexelbrook, talking about things like eliminating different taxes and instead doing tariffs. When you look at something like that, first of all, I think we need people who understand and can wrap their brains around. I'm not a numbers person. Zioli, I'll quote him. Zioli always says, like, we're not numbers people here, right? But you are. This is your expertise, your skill set. What do you say about all these different think outside the box type of ideas to tax Americans less?
Well, I think President Trump's been very creative on this, and I agree with many of the ideas he has. The key point is the Democrats want to spend $2 trillion more money under Kamala Harris. That's her proposal. And they've already spent $5 trillion, which has driven up inflation. Inflation is the worst tax there is. It's 20% increase in prices. It's hurting working families and people on fixed income. So what the Democrats have done is spent all this money. Listen, Republicans have spent too much money, too. I'm not making it seem like this is just one party, but it's like a hockey stick under the Democrats. And that's the primary driver of inflation. What President Trump's saying is his philosophy is we want to put more money in the pockets of individuals. And these tax cuts put $2,500 of tax breaks in the pockets of people that make $50,000 a year. And I want to make sure the tax burden on small businesses in particular is very competitive, because small businesses create 80% of the jobs in our great country. So that's the philosophy. It's let free enterprise deregulate, let free enterprise prosper, let our natural gas industry prosper. That's going to create enormous job growth for Pennsylvania. We have about 400,000 jobs in fracking or associated with fracking. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to talk about banning fracking. I want to talk about doubling, tripling, quadrupling fracking and all the associated jobs with it, because it's good for our economy, it's good for our national security, and it's good for our environment. That natural gas, that fracking revolution is the reason carbon emissions for the United States have dropped by 15% over the last decade. So I think the economic, I'll say one final point. Mm-hmm. If you're a guy that's never been in the private sector like Bob Casey, who's never had to sign the front of a paycheck, then, and you've never had to create a job, then you think the government is the answer to everything. So what he said, he mm-hmm. created the inflation with all this spending, and then he wants to blame companies.
Yeah.
For inflation he created. And the answer, here's the killer, Don. The answer, let's have the government decide prices. Let's have Venezuelan-like price controls. It's been tried in Venezuela. It's been tried in Cuba. It was tried in the Soviet Union. It was even tried for a few months in the United States. It is disastrous for business. So we need pro-growth economic policy that creates great working jobs, and President Trump will do that, and I'll support him every step of the way.
I know you're looking forward to the big rally, Allegheny County, Nikki Haley. You'll be on the same stage together? Is that right?
Yes, Nikki's going to be campaigning with me today. And listen, I think I've had great fortune in really uniting our Republican Party in Pennsylvania. And I need to build a coalition. And President Trump has been incredibly supportive. I've done probably half a dozen, maybe close to 10 rallies with him. He's been a great supporter. That's part of the reason I've had the momentum I have. But I also need to be able to appeal to independents and conservative Democrats and Republicans that may be on the fence. And so I've been really fortunate. I've had, I don't know, half a dozen governors, probably a number of senators, Ben Shapiro was with me yesterday in Pittsburgh. Clay Travis is with me this weekend at the Penn State football
game.
I've had incredible support because people, recognize that Pennsylvania is the key to America's future. The presidency will be decided here, and the majority in the Senate will be decided here. And then second, whatever our differences are among Republicans, you know, if we disagree on 20% of stuff, which is, by the way, a higher ratio than my wife, Dawn, but if we disagree on 20% and agree on 80%, that is, we are directionally in the same way. Where we disagree with 80% of the extreme liberal policies that Kamala Harris in her own words. You don't have to take my mm-hmm. word for it. You just go listen to what she said, Don, and Bob Casey's a 100% sure vote for that liberal agenda. And so that's the kind of campaign I'm running. I'm really proud to have support from across the country and across the Republican Party, and I think it's making a difference.
Is that your closing argument? I mean, as you talk about unifying the party, bringing people together, and what would you say? I mean, there, if somebody's listening, because I seem to attract, you know, all different sides, because I always say this is a conversation. I'm not going to yell or shout. I want to be kind and have a conversation about policy. So what do you say, Dave McCormick, to that undecided or independent voter, or maybe somebody who's a Democrat who feels like their party left them?
Yeah, well, listen, first, I think this, as I said before, this is about leadership, about strength, about common sense policies. It's about change. And Senator Casey's has his shot, and he hasn't made a difference. He doesn't have a record to run on. He hasn't brought about change. So it's change versus the status quo. So vote for me if you want change. But listen, I'm not a career politician. I'm a business guy. I'm a veteran. My entire life has been about leading and solving problems. And so I want to solve problems. I want to solve the problems of inflation and crime in our cities and our suburbs, and how to have a great energy economy, but also a clean environment, how to close this border. You know, we're a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. I'm married to an immigrant. My wife was born in Egypt and came to America legally at the age of 5. So I want to solve problems first and foremost. And if I'm honored enough to be selected as the senator from Pennsylvania, I'm going to represent every single voter on day one. I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, but I'm running to represent everybody. Republicans, Democrats, independents, I take that responsibility so seriously. It goes back to duty, honor, country, you know, West Point, what I learned there. You know, in the 82nd Airborne Division, as a 22-year-old platoon leader, I had a kid from rural Alabama. I had an African American from Newark. I had a platoon sergeant from Puerto Rico who was 35 and seemed 80 at the time because I was only 22. And all we talked about, we didn't talk about race or religion or political affiliation. We talked about how to take care of one another and how to support our great country and defend America. And that's why I'm running, and that's why I'd be honored to have the vote of every single person, not by party, but anybody who wants change and leadership.
Well, Dave McCormick, thank you for being gracious with your time. I hope you have a blast. Penn State v. Ohio State. Do you have a score for me? I don't know.
listen, I'm pretty optimistic about Penn State, but this is the game you want to be at.
Yes.
It's the whiteout. It's going to be awesome, and a great way to go down the final stretch here.
Amen. Dave McCormick, thanks, you so
God.
Much.
All the
Dave
best.
McCormick.
Bye-bye.
Yes, best to you and Dina. Have fun at the game. That should be pretty good. We are the white game. I know. I tried
you're
to
Penn
get tickets.
Penn State
ticket. Fan
or?
Huh? Yes. Well, Michael goes to Penn State. I have a kid there, so yeah.
Yeah.
I have relatives.
Yeah, that would make sense then.
Yeah.
Are you going to the game?
Well, no.
Okay. But
because my high school kid has like local high school game.
Yeah, priorities.
So in rock, paper, scissors, you know, you got to go with the local, you know, your kid's high school.
You sending Larry out to the Penn State game?
No. No.
Well, at least you get some football this weekend, right?
Yeah, so it, you know, I love it. We're going to do the chili cook-off. And the best thing I ever did as far as this, because we have to sign up for snacks and food and stuff like that. So I signed up for bananas for the halftime snack. It was the best thing. And I didn't even think about it. Larry's like, that was brilliant, because bananas are like the only thing that's cheap.
And the potassium. It's
and the potassium.
Yeah.
It's good.
You know, helps with the cramps.
Right? So everybody loves it.
No oranges, though?
I don't have to cook anything. Yeah, sometimes I will put oranges in with the bag. It's like 4 bunches of bananas and then like some oranges.
There you go.
Yeah.
The best thing is, you know, taking an orange slice and making a smile out of it, right?
I love it. Or drawing it with a Sharpie.
Yeah, you know.
So, you know, if you want to sound off, and I apologize because some of you, I know you wanted to talk about being in line, so you can always call 855-839-1210. If you want to give your take on, as far as a Dave McCormick, are you conflicted on that vote? And do you think that as far as with top of the ticket, does the top of the ticket, meaning the presidential race, influence down ticket? Because we've seen in the past there were some elections where it did or did not influence that. I don't know if Trump has the coattails in, you know, that we've seen in other elections. It's a very unique situation. So I would love to hear your thoughts. 855-839-1210. We have more guests lining, because we have Caroline Levitt coming up, right? So we got Caroline Levitt with the Trump campaign. We'll get her reaction. Love her. She's my fave. Don't tell anybody I said that. All right, quick break, and we'll be right back. Thanks for being here.
I just wanted to tell you that I moved here in 1981 from Puerto Rico, and I want you to know that Puerto Rico stands behind you, and Puerto Rico loves you.
So her name, if you watched this yesterday, her name, and I thought she was one of the best, Maribel. She was speaking with Trump. This was a more intimate setting. I loved this setting where Trump was there. They were, it's Drexelbrook, which I'm very, you know, Delco, I'm very familiar with, you know, back in the day going to events at Drexelbrook with my husband, Larry. So we talked about that yesterday. But they did a good job, I think, of, first of all, because it was a hectic day on the campaign trail. So first, Trump held that news conference in Mar-a-Lago, then headed to Delco, and then went on, obviously, for the later rally at 7 p.m. in the evening. So with this one, here's what I liked about it, and I'll just get your take about it. With each person, like Maribel, she was talking about the 1-800 Medicare hotline and how effective that is and why it's a mistake to get rid of it. These were really specific things. She talked to military members. She talked about living on this, you know, a fixed income if you've retired. And now we've got all this inflation. And so they took, I thought, a look at people in the private sector, public sector, talking about Medicare and medical needs, what's covered, what's not covered. I will also tell you, I swear to God, there was one, the blonde woman who was the sixth person who went. I thought at first it was Denise, who's called into the show, Denise from our Italy trip, because she's from Bucks, talking about her mom in the Poconos. And she's the blonde lady, and I couldn't see her very well, but Denise on our trip, very attractive blonde, lives in the Bucks. But here's the thing, much like with my friend, I love you, Denise, but she was like trying to give all the details, and Trump is asking her all these questions. And so she's like, you know, she's telling the whole story.
You can tell everybody else how to do this, make sure you give them resources here. But if you don't know it yourself, that's even more difficult. When you live that experience, living with my mom, and I'll tell you, it was very challenging. And I'll tell you a little bit about her history. What happened was that she was living alone in the Pocono Mountains on a mountain, 100 miles away from family. She's a widow. I was trying to keep up her house. And according to the Department of Human Services, she was not able to get any assistance because she was not under the federal poverty level.
So then this went on, and you hear, well, it all, she went on a mountain in the Poconos, and she's telling the story, and her mom's 83, and her mom chose, because she could have sold the house, but she chose to keep her home. She didn't want to have move from her home, so she didn't eat. She was under 100 pounds, and they had to then take her back to Bucks County, and she gained 20. She's telling the whole story. Here's my point to you, and it was cute. You know what I mean? But you saw the other guys like looking at their watch thinking, oh boy, the leg's starting to go like, what? Are you? Oh my
she
goodness.
I had to come up with a decision. What do I do? Do I maintain my home or do I eat? She chose to maintain her home rather than her well-being. She decided, well, as her health deteriorated, we brought her back to my house in Bucks County, upper Southampton, rather than lower Southampton.
And she says, you know, McDonald's, we love that. By the way, not for nothing, that was a great look. Like, she was, I'm going to call her Denise because I forget her name and I apologize. But here's my point to this whole story. Trump then says to her, because they think she's done, he goes, what about the house in the Poconos? Because that's real estate. Now they're like, what are you doing asking her a question? Here's my whole point. For those people who say that this guy, A, disrespects a woman, I'm calling BS. I've met him. We were in the Oval Office for quite a while with Rich Scioli and Greg Stocker. Totally 100% respectful. Okay? Not looking at the chest. I'm just saying here. Look at the respect that he showed to this lady and wanted to hear more. At the end, even offered, look, I'm not an elected official. I can help you out with that roof. You know what I'm saying? He was not like Joe Biden looking at his watch. I got to go because we got Caroline Levitt. But I had to point that out. We'll be right back with Caroline.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel yet? Do it today at 1210 WPHT.
I'm proud tonight to tell you that the Trump Vance campaign has just filed a huge lawsuit against Bucks County for turning away our voters.
So the headline this morning with a lawsuit and many eyewitnesses, many videos, a lot of tangible evidence. You heard Hans von Spakovsky saying that by all accounts, by all of this eyewitness testimony, by the evidence of the videos, this was not proper. It was a violation. It certainly appears, as we had on contrast, the governor and also Al Schmidt saying that the polls should have been open. Nobody should have been turned away. That's what's going on in Pennsylvania. But the headline, Trump claims PA is cheating and sues Bucks County. So there you have. Unfortunately, this is the media that we all have to deal with. And they'll never say on contrast that, you know, Krasner claims Elon Musk is doing something wrong. I want to point out the media bias because it is very important that you know it and you repeat it. Let's bring in, do we have Caroline Leavitt? Caroline Leavitt, it's so good to have you here once again. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Don. It's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, people, everybody's on fire over the past couple of days with what's happening here. And we played Michael Whatley off the top making that big announcement. But I talked to my friend Val yesterday, right at 10 o'clock, telling what happened to her in Delco. So what are you seeing out here? And what is the Trump campaign, as well as the GOP, RNC, doing about this to make sure it's fixed before November 5th?
Well, it's a great question, Don. And let me just make it very clear for your audience. We are prepared for this moment. We have had a team of lawyers, of election integrity experts, who have been filing litigation in states across the country to ensure the integrity of our elections. We have these teams that are deployed on the ground right now in every battleground state. And we have a website called PA StopTheVote.com. PA StopTheVote.protectTheVote.com that is going to be used for voters to file claims if they feel they're being disenfranchised. And this is what has happened in Bucks County and in Lancaster counties in Pennsylvania. In Bucks County, we received complaints from numerous voters who were saying that they were being turned away from the polls within the operating hours. That is illegal. It is voter disenfranchisement. We put pressure on elected officials. Secretary of State came out and said that no, voters have the right to stay in line, but then Bucks County was still turning voters away. And so that's why we have filed this lawsuit in Bucks County to correct this, to ensure every voter has the right to cast their ballot. In Lancaster County, we have also been notified that there was a last-minute voter registration dump on the last day of voter registration. I think it was 2,600 ballots. 60% of those were deemed fraudulent. There is a criminal investigation underway by the district attorney, again, because of our efforts on the ground. We are on top of this. I can't emphasize that enough. And we want to make sure every voter knows that we're doing everything we can to protect their vote, and they still need to get out and to vote for President Trump. We want this election to be too big to rig.
And so for as far as what happened yesterday, and that's what I'm getting a lot of calls over the past 2 days, and people saying they were in line for 3-4+ hours and they were given disinformation or misinformation, whether you want to say it's on purpose or for lack of quality coordination, however you want to look at that. And there are many different instances, Caroline. But what's your message to those voters who were turned away yesterday? And some of them really frustrated, I got to tell you, because they were turned away after hours in line to make sure that their mail-in vote got in. Now they're going to, you know, they're supposed to go back next Tuesday. What is your worry and what is your message to them?
Well, our message to them is that we are on it, and we have teams on the ground who are there to help you. We are not going to allow you to be disenfranchised. The woman who was arrested, she came to a Trump rally in Allentown last night and spoke. We filed a lawsuit to make sure that this can't happen again. And we're on it, and we need you to don't get discouraged. We are here for you. Again, go to PAProtectTheVote.com, and we will make sure to get this right before Tuesday. And we also want to hear from you. If you have complaints or you're seeing voter suppression or voter fraud taking place at the polls, please go to Pennsylvania.ProtectTheVote.com to file your claim, and someone from our team will be in touch with you right away.
Yeah, and for my friend Val Bianconiello there in Delco, I love that she, you know, was there at the rally last night, that she did some social media with Michael Whatley just to say, basically, this is a red flag. But I love that she, you know, my husband's born and raised from Delco, and it's like only in Delco. So this little petite mom, you know, in Delco, who's worried about her 14-year-old picking him up, Caroline, and she says the words, stand in line. Stand in line. And it becomes like this rally cry, much like fight, fight, fight. I have to say, Caroline, I love that.
Yes, yes, exactly. We love it too.
So take me through today. I know that Nikki Haley is going to be with Dave McCormick. I just interviewed him earlier. And I know there are different headlines about Nikki Haley. Is she going to join Trump, or will she be, I mean, in event, she's already by definition this afternoon, she's obviously stumping for Republicans personally with McCormick. But will we see Nikki Haley join as far as with Trump as we're down to the wire here, or stumping for Trump?
Yes, I don't have anything, you know, to share in terms of scheduling. Nikki Haley has been campaigning on behalf of President Trump by endorsing him. We gave her a speaking slot at the RNC. She has done fundraising, emails, and robocalls for us. We obviously have 6 days to go. It's a very busy schedule. Look, we welcome anyone to our team who wants to make this country affordable again, safe again, strong again, wants to stop the wars that we see taking place overseas.
What was the decision making behind the scenes with the decision for, you know, Joe Rogan, now for J.D. Vance to join Joe, which I think, by the way, is brilliant?
Well, it's the number one podcast in the world, so it makes sense to do it. Joe Rogan's a very highly respected critical thinker and thought leader in this country. President Trump's not afraid to sit down and have a conversation with anyone. Neither is J.D. Vance, who you see on the very hostile mainstream cable shows almost every single weekend. So it's a great opportunity for them to get their message to a new audience who may not trust the mainstream media and, you know, listens to Joe Rogan, who, again, is very, very respected. I thought the interview with President Trump was great. I'm sure Senator Vance's interview will be just as great. I look forward to watching that as well. And it's, I think it speaks volumes that neither Kamala Harris nor Tim Walz have accepted the invitation from Rogan's podcast. And it's because both of them are incapable of doing it. They are inept at trying to explain their policy positions because they flip-flop on every single one. They have no real conviction in what they believe, and it's very sad to see.
Mm-hmm. Caroline, one thing that frustrates me sometimes had the honor of meeting President Trump while he was in office in the Oval Office, Rich Zioli took me in with him, and we spent some time, and people literally back in my workplace and from other departments said, "You met Trump? Were you afraid?" And I said, "Are you kidding me? No. Did you ever watch him in the Apprentice? And for years and years and years, he's this well-known, very famous darling of the media." And Caroline, I still get that. And even yesterday, I noticed at Drexelbrook that there was Trump, you know, just listening, not looking at his watch when people were talking about one mom talking about her grief. Never looks at his watch, is asking questions, is engaged with women. What is it? I have to ask the question because I get this, literally. What is it like as a young lady, I mean, you just had a baby, to work for former President Trump?
Well, I can tell you firsthand as a young woman working for President Trump, and as you just said, as a new mom as well, I watch President Trump every day empower women on this campaign team. You know, our entire campaign operation is run by a woman, and Susie Wiles, our chief fundraiser, is a woman. We have amazing female staff on this team who work so hard every day, and I've seen President Trump, you know, listen to the advice of women sometimes more than the men in the room, and he said it himself. Women are just smart, you know, and he respects us, and he listens to us and values our opinion, and frankly, he doesn't care if you're a man or a woman. He just wants the best person for the job and the hardest worker for that job. And it's been a really inspiring experience to work for him, especially in the face of so much adversity that he's faced. You know, the trials that we went through this summer, sitting in a courtroom in New York, the two assassination attempts on his life, investigations into his business, lies, attacks on not just him, but his family. And every day he's just as positive. He's funny. He's a joy to work for. He's a great boss. And, you know, I can speak firsthand for how much he wants to uplift not just women, but all Americans in this country.
Thanks for sharing that. Final question, this garbage comment by President Joe Biden yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Your reaction?
Despicable comment, the sitting president of the United States labeling half the country as garbage. It shows Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's true colors. They don't just hate President Trump, they hate all of his people, all the people that support him. And those people are Latino voters, Black voters, union workers, law enforcement officers, border patrol agents, mothers and fathers who just want to make this country great again. So while Joe Biden calls them garbage and Kamala Harris calls them fascists and Nazis, they are patriots. That's what we believe. And we encourage anyone who wants to do away with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's division that they have sown over the last 4 years to join our team. We're going to make America affordable again, safe again, strong again for all Americans, just like President Trump did in his first term.
Caroline, love it. We have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time, and be safe on the campaign trail. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Caroline Leavitt. So she's also, you know, she's an American political aide. She's serving as the national press secretary for Donald J. Trump in obviously his bid for the White House, to return to the White House. And I didn't ask her about the comedian thing that happened over the weekend, because to me, that's old news, because I was getting messages from some of you. I didn't ask about it because she's already commented on that a million times, that that comedian over the weekend made a joke in poor taste. But I'll point out to you that that comedian spoke hours and hours before, I don't even know if Trump was in the building yet. So that's kind of old news. I'm trying to make it relevant. I think the Nikki Haley question, as far as, you know, she didn't say that she would be on the stage, that Trump would join the stage with Nikki Haley. But I felt like I had to ask that question because we had McCormick with Nikki Haley. I did hear McCormick say the line, if you noticed during the interview, where Dave McCormick said, I'm trying to be a unifying force. And so I thought, is that his effort to bring the Nikki supporters perhaps into the fold and bring Nikki Haley? Or what do you think about that? 855-839-1210, Dan?
No, I think it's good observation there. It's some kind of like underlying language that, yeah, you know, you think he might be saying that there.
I wrapped up a little earlier with Caroline because I felt like, I don't know, I feel like I didn't want to keep her the full 15 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. Yeah.
I could sometimes hear, you know, because we don't plan these. Dan doesn't even know what I'm going to ask. I don't even know what I'm going to ask. No, I'm kidding. But too much to your chagrin. But I just want you to know, nothing scripted with me. Honestly, my newscast, I will write obviously the factoids down and what officials are saying in the official reports. But in these Q&As, Caroline Leavitt, I don't know if you hear this sometimes, because she doesn't know what I'm going to ask. You know what I mean? And we're not in person. And so she's like, what is she going to ask?
She just seemed a little caught off guard by that Nikki Haley comment or the Nikki
Haley. I don't know. Yeah. But I just, in general, you know, she's doing these interviews, which she's gracious with her time and all of that. But imagine that. It's not an easy job. She makes it look easy.
Well, it's clearly not an easy job. Look at the presidential candidate on the other side. She won't do these kind of open-ended interviews. She needs scripts. She can't do more than an hour with Joe Rogan. It's tough.
Dan Borowski makes the best point anybody's made, and that is that Caroline Leavitt, as a national press secretary, she probably outperforms the current vice president.
She was doing interviews on the Dom show on 1210 all over the place when she was 9 months pregnant.
Wow. I mean, that's, you want to define what is a woman? Boom, there it is. Dan nailed it. I love it. You win the award. I don't know. We'll have to make that an award, but that was perfect.
The Dan Award.
The Dan Award.
To Dan.
No, it's the Borowski. You know what I mean? Like, instead of Emmys and all these different people, well, Pulitzer. What is a Pulitzer anyway? They gave all those awards. I think they downgraded what a Pulitzer is. I hate to say it after Russia, Russia, Russia and all that crud. So I think, yeah, I won a Borowski. Like, that sounds impressive.
I like this. Yeah.
We'll have to do the Borowskis. We got to get Dom and Roe. Like, we got to do the Borowskis. I'm loving this. What do you think, guys?
It's too long. It's not a good name.
No, but it sounds prestigious, does it not?
The Stenslands.
See, that doesn't sound as good.
No?
President Biden took his comment last night about garbage.
Listen, I think that, first of all, he clarified his comments, but let me be clear. I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for. It's that you heard my speech last night and continuously.
So there she is. Harris is in Pennsylvania today. We are winding down to the final days in the campaign. Anytime you can force your opposition to be on the defense, right, like this, this is the question that she's got to answer today. And so she has to respond to that for the first time, which she is, and no doubt here in Pennsylvania as well. You know, as we turn to, we're about to turn to Dom Giordano for the Dom Show. And whenever I see the red light, the red lights, I know this is such a trigger for Dom, that there's the story that the red light cameras are coming. It's Broad Street, right?
Oh.
And so I love this, and I confess this is low hanging fruit as I try to trigger my dear colleague and my dear friend Dom. But I did see that they're not going to find you yet. You'll get like a warning. Right,
but sadly, Sherelle Parker's all over this too. I'll have to have more words with her, I guess, on this. Dan, we said it is the most cynical attempt when we see wild gangs still not brought to bear, riding the streets, and then we're going to have people nervously going down Broad Street.
Yeah, that's fantastic. But this is easy money, and where do you go to fight it? Right. So,
well, the worst cha-ching is the one at City Hall, because you can get stuck there easily turning south. Oh, you're not really doing anything. Yeah. They make millions in just those stops alone each year. It's ridiculous.
I've done it, and it's $100.
Yeah.
The worst. Dom Giordano, what do you have coming up?
Michael Whatley is here. He did file suit against Bucks County. We have some of the particulars. Of course, the Inquirer says nobody was denied the right to vote. You can still go and vote.
Huh.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Dom Show starts right now. Dirty or dingy or
dusty. Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.